faithful. Who is faithful? That's the one word that is repeated several times today. Faithful servant. Faithfulness is something that sometimes you don't have an option, right? We have to be faithful at work, for example, right? Because if we don't, we know what happens next, right? Faithfulness is something, not an option. Even though sometimes we don't like it, or we don't, it's out of our comfort zone, or something that we really don't want to do. But a lot of times, we have no option, because I know very well that if I am not faithful at my work, I will be punished, right? I will be reprehended. I will be paying the consequences of not being faithful. So why, when it comes to our spiritual life, we are so relaxed? Why, when the Lord said, who is the faithful servant that will be ready when I come, like we can get around this. We can get around it. Not exactly what we have to do all the time. Why we live by two standards? Why we live with something that according to our own needs and according to our own mindset and according to our own wisdom. Today in the Pauline epistle, St. Paul is talking about the wisdom and the wisdom of the world versus the wisdom of that comes from above. A question that I wanted to maybe, you know, talk about a little bit today in just a few minutes about how faithful are we? And again, is it an option? I don't think it's an option. It is not an option to be faithful. Faithful is be as we just read in the parable, that if we have a talent, that we are faithful with the talent. If we have time, we are faithful with the time. If we have our life, because that's what, again, St. Paul talks about in the Pauline epistle today, whatever we have is not ours, but we are whom? We are His, we are Christ. So what we have right now, what we live by and live with right now, what we are enjoying right now is basically not ours. So if it's not ours, why aren't we faithful with it? Why aren't we faithful with our relationship with the Lord? Why aren't we faithful with our Bible reading, with our prayers, with our relationship with each other? And if we are really okay, can we really go more? Is there an opportunity to grow more, opportunity to be more faithful or not? In order to do this, I looked at the three psalms of the readings today, the psalm of the Vespers, of the Matin, and of the Liturgy. And let's get one lesson from each one of those in order to, again, live that life and have that mindset of us that are we faithful or not, and how can we be faithful? How can we be faithful? Again, because, again, it is not an option. It is not an option. So, In the gospel, in the liturgy gospel that we just read now, Psalm 37, the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. None of his steps shall slide. You will not be unfaithful. Why? Because of what? Because the law of his God is in our heart. Number one, to be faithful, we have to abide by the law. Not the law of the world, which we do, whether we like it or not, because maybe we're afraid that we're going to get a ticket or get punished or get whatever, but with the law of the Lord. Again, it says, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. I will not be unfaithful because the law of the Lord is always in my mind, in my heart. Not just something that I read, not just something that I said, yeah, that is a very good parable, very good miracle, very good whatever. No, it's something that I abide with. This is the constitution of my life, the law of the Lord. And it's amazing when we read this and we talk about faithfulness as we celebrate, the church commemorates the life of one of the great saints of the fathers of the church, St. Paul of Tamu. With all the faithfulness, and with all the life that he gave us in order to look and say, this is really a faithful person. But this is for all of us, not just to look again and to read the Synaxarium and to read the stories and said, yeah, that was a very, very great saint. How about us? The law of the Lord is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. We're just talking with a group yesterday about the story of Ruth. And how they left Bethlehem to Moab in order to what? To find food, because there was no food. And he was looking actually at the actual world that they sojourned actually that they stepped aside from the actual road. They weren't faithful. Even if they needed to go for a short time to get food, they were supposed to come back again. But as we know from the story, they stayed there for what? 10 years. 10 years. Number one, the law of the Lord is in our heart. This is today's gospel, today's the liturgy psalm. I'll go to the Matins early this morning, and it reads like this, again, Psalm 37. But the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in forever. The righteous shall inherit the land. In order and why to be faithful, because I know what I have. And that what I have is an inheritance from Him, not from me. That God is preparing something for me. And that whatever he's given, as we just read again in the Pauline epistle today, that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple. How can we be faithful with that body? Do you understand that the inheritance is from Him, that we belong to Him or not? So number two is in the Psalm of Matins this morning, that their inheritance shall be forever. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Stay in your inheritance. As again, we were just talking about this in Ruth yesterday. When Boaz told Ruth, stay in that field. Don't cross. Don't go somewhere else. Stay here. Be faithful. Stay here. Stay under my eyes. Stay under my protection. Stay under my provision. Why do I go outside? Because when we know when we go outside, we're struggling. But then we go outside and struggle and cry and we get stuck outside and we don't want to come back again. Number two, to be faithful is know the inheritance that we have and stay there, dwell there. And number three, the last thing that I will say is in the Psalm of the Vespers last night, Psalm 65, blessed is the man who chooses, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth. You are the confidence of all the ends of the earth. But before that, it says, blessed is the man you choose, that the Lord has chosen. That's why we need to be faithful, because He has chosen each one of us. Again, as we read today, that we belong to Christ. We are His. We are chosen. Each one of us is chosen. Not only certain people, not only some people. No, we are all chosen. St. Paul of Tarsus was chosen. That's why he realized that. And he was joyful about that. And he wanted to spend every single moment of his life with him, faithfully. We don't maybe have that option, or we don't even have that way of thinking that we can really seclude ourselves, but how that we can keep our mind faithful and faithfully on him all the time, because we are chosen. When you have something that is very special, and you know that this is very special, you chose this thing, you keep it and guard it. And take care of it. How about that we are His? We are chosen. So that isn't this enough to make us really faithful? Because we know that we are His. In marriage, the wife is faithful to her husband, and the husband is faithful to his wife. Right? Faithfulness. Why? Because they are one. Because there is love, there is connection. And we are the bride of Him. He is the bridegroom, and we are His bride. That's why in the Old Testament, all the time, the Lord used the terminology of what? You, as a bride, you left me. You adulteress. Right? This is the mindset that we should have, to be faithful. Not only certain time, not only under certain condition, not only during the time that we want to, but all the time. Who is faithful servant that will hear the voice, blessed are you, come, enter into the joy of your Father. Faithfulness, again, three things. Know that we are chosen, know the inheritance, and as we said in today's psalm in the liturgy this morning, again, that have the law in our heart. This is what we abide with. And in order to do that, we have to be daily exposed to the to the scriptures daily. I pray that we really have that mindset to be faithful. Again, we are faithful and we have to be faithful, and we force ourselves, even if we don't like it, to be faithful in every single thing. How about our relationship with Him? God gave us something. Even all I can do is just 10 minutes a day, but that's really all I can do, offer it faithfully to Him. Even if all what you can do is now, during the liturgy, this is the time that I'm disconnected from everything and I'm offering this to you faithfully. Let's use that time that we can really have His words in our heart, that we can really understand that we are chosen and we know that we are His inheritance and He is our inheritance. To Him the glory now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.